Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yana Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Sichetanya Mano Vistam Sapitam Yana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kalama Dharati Svapadantikam Namo Mahabharajaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goradishe Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvita Hinadara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanshakalpatarubhyasya Kipasindubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Mukam Karuti Vatsaram Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripam Tamaham Vande Shigururi Nataranam.
So, you want to know about this song? Goranga Bhulite Habe. This is the first song of Prarthana from Narottam Das Thakur. The title of the song is Lala Shamayi Prarthana, or Intense Longing in Separation. So, Shira wrote to Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who was a very great Paramahansa. Once he said to his disciple that actually it's not difficult to attain pure love for Krishna. It costs only 5 paisa. So the devotees, they were astonished. Why? He's saying this. How can you purchase prema for 5 paisa? He said, you just go to the market and you buy 2 books, Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana, from Narottam Das Thakur. Thank you. And you read them every day. Then you will obtain prema. So these are 2 books very dear to the Vaishnavas. Narottam Das Thakur is very dear to the Vaishnavas. If we want to be really Gaudiya Vaishnava, we have to carry always Narottam Das Thakur in our heart. He is a very wonderful personality. And just by carrying Narottam Das Thakur in your heart, then you can reach perfection. You have some picture of Narottam Das Thakur in your mind?
I saw one in Mayapur.
Yeah? We have a very old picture of Narottam Das Thakur. Beautiful, on a blue background. I can show you. After, very effulgent personality. He was golden like Mahaprabhu. No, actually all the associates of Mahaprabhu, they were all golden. Not only Mahaprabhu. They were all golden with lotus eyes and all symptoms of what we call Mahapurusha. 32 symptoms in the body of great souls who are coming from the spiritual world. You can see. And these symptoms will be more or less manifested in the body of different devotees also. This way you can recognize particular devotees. They have some symptoms in their body also. So Narottam Das Thakur wrote this Lala Shamayi Prarthana's introduction to his book, Prarthana. These are the longings from his heart, intense desire. Narottam Das Thakur was living in a state of intensity, extreme intensity, because he appeared in this world just after the departure of Mahaprabhu, and he never met Lord Chaitanya. Can you imagine? In which year you took birth?
95.
I'm asking to you.
Same.
Same. Sorry. So 95. How will you feel if you would be informed that the Supreme Lord had been present in this planet up to 94?
Oh my God. Very unfortunate.
Yeah, strange feeling, huh? So Narottam Das Thakur had to carry this in his heart all his life. That all he met many of the associates of Lord Chaitanya were still there, but Lord Chaitanya was not there. He just appeared in the devastation of separation. And he met all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, but at that time they were all completely devastated. Because when Chaitanya left this planet, then very soon after, Lord Nityananda also went, and Advaita and Gadadhar. Only Srivas Pandit remained a little bit longer. So for all the other associates, I mean, many of them also, they just left their body because it was too much. But many remained, because there were thousands of, you know, associates of Mahaprabhu. Many remained. And he went personally to take darshan of each one of them, touring all the Benga, we call Gauramanda. And he met just some person completely devastated because Lord Chaitanya went. So he is living in a very intense level of separation. He is like the embodiment of feeling of separation, Narottam Das Thakur. But he had a special mission. Mahaprabhu wanted him to reveal to the world his love. So you know the story, Mahaprabhu put in the river Padma all his love, and he said to the river, please you give this. I have placed in your waters all my prema. When Narottam will come, you please give this to him. And when Narottam came a few years later, this was in a place which is a special called Premthali. This is in the border between, you know, Bangladesh and West Bengal, because this river Padma is making the frontier at some point. So when he entered the waters, suddenly Lord Chaitanya appeared in his heart and embraced him. And at that time the entire love of Mahaprabhu entered into the heart of Narottam Das Thakur, and he became golden like Mahaprabhu. He was something like 15 years old or 14 years old. So he came back to, after he was so much intoxicated by that feeling that he was just wandering, tottering, we say tottering, on the bank of the river. And when his parents, they saw him, they didn't recognize him because he was golden. So they were thinking, oh, who is that handsome young boy? He was extremely beautiful, you know, Narottam Das Thakur. Long black curly hairs, you know, like the Bengali they have. They have very beautiful hairs, the Bengali. Long black curly hairs. And golden lotus eyes. So in that way, Narottam Das Thakur was living in separation from Lord Chaitanya. And from his heart, he extracted these songs to share with us. So these songs, like the song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like the song of all our Acharya, we have to understand, they are actually the heart of the Vaishnavas. Really, they pour down their heart on these pages for us. This is their gift, you know. This is their mission in this world, the associate of Radha and Krishna. They come to this world in order to reveal the treasure of prema. So how they reveal the treasure? Just by opening their heart and putting it in form of song. So this is very special, you know. Somebody is giving to you his heart, revealing to you his heart. They are just waiting one thing: please open your heart and accept what I am giving to you. Narottam Das Thakur would be very grateful if you could accept his gift. This is a gift of love. He is giving you his entire love. So he's singing Gauranga Bhavulite Habe. When Habe means future, this is future in Bengali. When will this day come? When I will sing the name of Gauranga, Pulaka Sharira. So, Pulaka is difficult to translate in English. Pulaka means shivering, but shivering out of intense bliss. Or it is described like waves of waves of unlimited love going through your body from head to toe, like these waves. Then some shivering is manifested. Pulaka Sharira. When will this day come? Like we sing every morning, Nayanam Veladashu Darayam. So the devotees, we have to aspire that one day we can reach this level of Bhava Bhakti. You know, very pure devotion, that the real love for Krishna will appear in our heart. So Narottam Das Thakur, he is already on this platform, day and night. He was crying day and night. You know, the great Vaishnavas, they are always ornamented by the symptom of ecstasy. This is their ornaments. Especially this person empowered for this, like Narottam Das Thakur. They were always manifesting. I mean, they were always crying. Because when you live on a very elevated emotional stage in love for Krishna, it's very moving. Whatever things happen, completely transport you into some divine feelings. If you look at the personality of Prabhupada also, Prabhupada was like that. He was just constantly checking his feelings in order to remain somehow or other understandable for the people of this world, for his preaching mission. But if you look carefully, Prabhupada on the video, I've been studying, you know, by looking Yadubar's film, I've been studying for hours and hours, looking Prabhupada's personality. And he actually is constantly checking his ecstasy. But he's living in a very high level of ecstasy. One time Prabhupada was very grave, you know. And the disciple asked him, Prabhupada, you look concerned, you look sad or something like that. Or this morning, I saw you were looking very sad. What happened? Prabhupada answered to him, I was just trying to check my ecstasy. I'm feeling too much bliss. So I was just checking. So Narottama Das Thakur said, when will this day come? As soon as I will change the name of Gauranga, all this feelings will come in my heart. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, the holy name of Krishna is like Chintamani. You know what is meaning of Chintamani? Chintamani. Touchstones, we say touchstone, but more precisely, this is chinta, money. Money means jewel, and chinta means spiritual. What is the meaning of spiritual? Spiritual means living, no? Endowed with life. That means when we say something is spiritual, this is not an object, this is a person. Only person can be spiritual. So Chintamani means the jewel. The name of Krishna is like a living jewel. This is some kind of allegory that the scriptures use to describe the holy name of Krishna. So what is the characteristic of a Chintamani touchstone? That everything you touch becomes gold. Yeah? So this comparison is used for the holy name because everything which touch the holy name becomes completely purified. Entirely purified. So we say Harinam Chintamani. When we contact the holy name, we become purified. And we can see every day in Union Square, no? Some people, they instantly become purified when they come in contact with the vibration. Some of them, unfortunately, they have a hard cover, like an iron-framed heart, and it doesn't melt so fast. But some of them, you see smile appearing in their face, you know, they become like shining. And they start dancing, or they really feel something. So the holy name of Krishna is supposed to transform us. Shukadeva Goswami said, Tadasma Sharam Hridayam Patidam Yad Grihyamanai Harinama Dehyaya. If after singing the holy name of the Supreme Lord, who is deep meditation, tears doesn't appear in the eyes of the chanter. And that means this person has an iron-framed heart. So in the purport, Prabhupada said, actually, one who is chanting the holy name is supposed to see all these symptoms appear in his heart in due time. We say like this. If this doesn't happen, then one has to know that he must be committing some offenses, because the result is not appearing. This is normal result of chanting the holy name of Krishna, that name, because this is a living. This is a living name. He will, how to say, transport us into very deep emotion. So this is Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Sharira. When will my body tremble? Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhabe Nira. And when will I chant the holy name of Krishna? Hari. When we say Hari, Hari means Hare Krishna. This is some expression to say. In old Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is always using also Hari Hari. So when will my eyes filled with tears? This is aspiration of a Vaishnava. We should aspire for this and not remain on the dull platform of material life. Like Jagadananda, you know Jagadananda, one of the associates of Mahaprabhu once, he said, "My dear Lord, your creation is perfect. I think you made everything perfect in this world. But I am sorry. I just want to express you maybe only one mistake you made. Little mistake, but I don't know if it is proper or not to say this to you. But I think you just made little mistake when you made this entire creation. In my chest, instead of putting heart, I think you put a stone. I think this is just your little mistake you made. Otherwise everything is good." So this is the feeling of the... I broke. I mean, it broke. Plus it doesn't want to stay with me. So then Narottam Das Thakur, for our benefit, is starting to elaborate how this will happen. Arko Benitai Chande, Karuna Hoibe. When we will receive actually the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When we will receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda, only this can happen. Because when the mercy of Nitai will enter into our life, then samsara vasana mor kabe. All these material desires, they will look completely insignificant. Tucha means, you know, something without any value. Like this dirty paper we see on Harinam, we just sweep them out of it. We don't take so much consideration about this paper, we just put him in the garbage. So in the same way, if we can receive mercy of Lord Nityananda, then all material desires will appear like no more value than this kind of papers that we see on New York Street. No? This is mercy of Nitai. Arakobi. When will Lord Nityananda give me his mercy? Nitai Chanda, he is like a moon. Kuruna, when will you give me your mercy? Then all these material desires, everything that this material world is proposing to me will look like insignificant, like pebbles. Sometimes the children, they play with people, but the adults, they don't play with people. Vishaya shadiya kabe shuddha abhiman kabe hama hervo shivandavana. When this vishaya means the desire to enjoy this world for our own purpose, vishaya. This is like a poison. Nartam Das Thakur said in other song. How to say? Vishaya. During my entire life, I drank this poison. Thinking. Yeah. What is Vishaya? Iyashvari. Oh. All my life I drank this poison, thinking it to be nectar. But actually this was not nectar, this was poison. Looking like nectar, but poison. Because you can make poison with nice taste also, you know? It has nice taste, but when it enters into your body, it will destroy inside. So in the same way, this nature to see this world like an object for our own pleasure, may have some superficial feeling of happiness, but actually this destroy our consciousness. This world is existing for the pleasure of Krishna. Sakali Madhava. Everything we can see is existing only for the pleasure of Krishna. So we have to give up that mentality of Vishaya, taking for us, you know. And we have to learn how to give. Giving is love. We are supposed to be the school of love, no? Mahaprabhu came to give love, so love means giving. So we have to learn how to give. There is one proverb in Bengal. They say, if you are, you know, really, how to say, a miser.
Miser.
If it's really too hard for you to give some charity, you know, for the beggars, this is a common proverb. You know, some people, you know, for giving 1 rupee, it's very hard for them. You know. So the Prabhupada says, if it's too hard for you to give, at least give some ashes. Because this will not cost you anything, and this will train your hand. It will train your hand to give something. At least give some ashes. Then, with time, by giving some ashes one day, maybe you will end up giving something else. So we have to enter into the school of giving. And by giving, we can become free from this tendency to take. Love means giving without any expectation. This is definition of love. No? Otherwise, this is business. You know, when Krishna came back after disappearing from the gopis on that day of Sharad Purnim, full moon of months of Sharad, you know, Krishna played his flute, then all the gopis came, then they start to dance under the moonlight, very beautiful night. And then Krishna disappeared. And then the gopis, they searched for him in the forest, but because they could not find him, they just sat on the bank of the Yamuna and they chanted the holy name. Exactly the Mahamantra they chanted. And Krishna came back. Then they ask him some question. This is called prema samprasna, question about love. They ask him, what kind of person are you? We are giving everything to you, and you just respond like this. So we would like to know, what kind of person are you? We give you 3 choices, and you tell us, in which category you are fitting, you know? Some person They will give only to the person who give them. Some person what is that? They will not give because they are already feeling satisfied within themselves. So they don't feel the necessity to exchange with others or to reciprocate, you know, the feelings of others. This first category. Atmaras. They are fully satisfied in themselves, like great sages. So they don't feel the necessity to reciprocate when someone gives them something. Second category is that person will reciprocate only when someone gives him something, then he will reciprocate. But if nobody gives nothing, he will not do nothing. And third category, even if nobody gives them nothing, they will give. So which kind of person are you? They were thinking Krishna will say second category. Because they were thinking Krishna is in second category. No. And they said that there is also even this person, when you give them something, they will not give you nothing. Guru Druha. This is called Guru Druha. Very ungrateful person. They were thinking Krishna is in this category. Guru Druha. So anyhow, they were asking. And real love means to give without desiring any expectation. Sometimes, last week, I was in Montreal and one devotee asked me this question. He said, Prabhu, I'm trying my best, but Krishna is not reciprocating with me. It's so hard to do this process, you know. I cannot feel the reciprocation. How is it so? And I was at that time doing something else. But all of a sudden, a very nice inspiration came to my heart by the mercy of Krishna. I think maybe this devotee was sincere. Krishna wanted to give him some answer. And I was blessed to be the instrument through which some beautiful answer came. Tadami buddhi yoga tam, you know, yenamamu vayantite. So, and then I, in my heart, I understood some point that I was not thinking about before. I never thought about that before. It just came like that. And I told him, love is giving without any expectation. So if Krishna is always reciprocating with you, how can you express love? It's not possible. No? In order to give you space to express love, Krishna has to restrain himself from reciprocating with you. And in that space, where it seems that there is no reciprocation from Krishna, if you go on giving, then this is love.
Oh, wow.
This is beautiful, no?
Yeah.
That means all these difficulties we meet in our spiritual life, actually they are some, we can see them also as some particular opportunity to express our love. That whatever may come, I don't mind, still I will continue to give you. Then we will have so much opportunities to express our love, because so much difficulties are in this world. Huh? So whatever happens, always give without any expectation. We don't want nothing from Krishna. We just want Krishna to be happy. or like Ayendra Prabhu would say, bhakti means we want to see Krishna is comfortable. If Krishna is comfortable, we feel good. Like, our happiness is to see. If Krishna is nicely seated, then I feel happy in my heart. We find our happiness by seeing the object of our love happy. This is love. So we have to give up this mentality of taking. And Narottam Das Thakur say, when with this mentality of trying to take everything for me will leave my mind will become pure. Shuddha Habiman. Kabe Hama Heverabo Sevrindaman. Then on that day I will be able to see the spiritual world of Vrindavan or Goloka. Because in spiritual world there is no exploitation. There is only dedication. Three words, no? Tribhuvani. You know? We are living in the world of exploitation. This is material world. Here everybody trying to exploit. No? At the cost of the others. Everybody wants more for me. Don't mind about the others. Let them die. So one day I was, one man told me that. I said, but what about the future generation? You know, if you're doing this, this is not good. He told me, I don't mind about them, let them die.
Wow.
Yeah, so people, they have a really hard heart.
Yeah, that's true.
What about your children? I said, he told me, I have no children, I don't mind.
Wow.
Okay. So what to say? At least give some ashes. For this kind of person. So, Vishaya Shadiya Kabe Shuddha Habiyam Kabe Hama Heraboshi Vrinda. And above the land of the world of exploitation, which is the material world, there is the world of renunciation, which is Brahman, where the impersonalists, they go by the process of neti-neti, they reject the exploitation. I don't want to exploit. So they withdraw themselves from any kind of exploitation, because they understand, if I exploit, then I incur some debt. Because nothing is free in this material world. Everything you take, even one apple on a tree, it's not free, because the apple belongs to someone. It belongs to Krishna. So if you take the apple for you, you incur some debt, no? And you will go down. The more you take, the more you become heavy, the more you go down in creation. The more you give, the more you become light. It's like this balloon, you know? How we call this?
Hot air.
You know this balloon with basket? And you travel like this in the air. How you call this in English?
Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Huh?
Hot air balloon. Hot.
Hot air balloon.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you call like this?
Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. Okay, so this hot air balloon, you know, they have some sandbags and you have to throw them in order to go up. I mean, like long time ago it was like this, Jules Verne, you know, Jules Verne. So, it is the same way. By giving you go high. By taking, you go lower. So they withdraw themselves from this land. They don't want to take because they know I will be loser. But still, there is a higher world, which is the world of dedication or the world of giving. This is the spiritual world. And in spiritual world, nobody takes nothing. Everybody is just interested in giving. Because this is the world of love. And love means giving. there is not the slightest tinge of exploiting spirit there. They cannot understand what is that. This, what we call my own interest, you know. If you try to explain to the gopi what is my own interest, they cannot understand this philosophical concept. For them, this is my own interest. Can you explain to me? Something I don't grasp. Yeah? Even if you try to convince them by philosophy, you know, or explaining what is the concept of acting for your own interest, this cannot enter into their mind. They cannot understand this concept. Because they are living only by giving. So their life, their entire heart and life is giving. So when such consciousness enters into us, then we can see the spiritual world. Shuddha bhimana. Then our mind becomes shuddha, pure. Pure mind means he only wants to give. When will this day happen? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoyveakuti. When will I develop intense desire? Akuti means intense, I think. Or desire. Or intense desire. Right? Yeah, intense desire. Rupa Raghunatha Hoyveakuti. In Montreal we have one Mataji, her name is Akuti Devi. She is a disciple of Prabhupada. Akuti. So, when will I develop intense desire to Rupa Raghunatha Padi, Oibe Akuti. Kamehava Bhujabose Yugala Piriti, to receive the mercy from the lotus feet of Rupa and Sanatan. Rupa Sanatan Bhatragunat Chajiv Gopal Bhattasagunat. When you say Rupa Raghunat, that means this is a contraction of Rupa Sanatan Bhatragunat Chajiv Gopal Bhattasagunat. Contracted way we say Rupa Raghunat, because this is the first and the last.
Oh, okay.
Rupa Raghunat Padhe. By their mercy I will understand what is the pastime of Radha and Krishna. Because it's very difficult to understand the pastime of Radha and Krishna. Because we have this concept, this wrong concept, you know, that everybody is acting for his own interest. But Radha and Krishna, they don't have own interest. Krishna doesn't know anymore what is acting for my own interest. Krishna doesn't have own interest. Krishna is also, because he is the source of love, no? Prema. We see Satchidananda Rupa. So Ananda means Prema. Because he is the embodiment and the original source of love. That means he is also living by this same consciousness. Krishna never takes nothing. He will never see nowhere Krishna is taking something. If he is taking, this is some way of giving. Sometimes. To give opportunity. But Krishna never takes nothing because he doesn't need nothing. He is already Purna. So Krishna can only give. Om Purnamadam, Purnamidam, Purna, Purnasi. No? Krishna is Purna. So what will he take from you? What can someone who is complete, whole, take? Cannot take. By definition, no? He cannot take. He can only give. So Krishna is living by giving only. So we don't have to fear anything from Krishna, because he will never take anything from you. No? Krishna is only giving. So, in order to understand the path, and Radharani also, they have the same mentality. So in order to understand their pastime, we have to understand what is in their heart. They never think about their own interest. And it's tricky because it looks like the pastime of this world between boys and girls. But actually, the feeling is completely opposite. There is no desire for enjoyment. Whereas between men and women in this world, everybody is trying to take something from him, for him, you know, to enjoy. But in between Radha and Krishna, each one of them is trying to give. And this is competition. Who will be able to give? It's very difficult to give to someone who, I spoke about that last time, you know. Vaishnava also, because they are also living by this energy, it's very difficult to give them something. They will just return the thing and give you more. So the pastime of Radha and Krishna are like this. Actually, this is some competition. Who will be able to serve the other? So, by the mercy of Rupa and Sanatana, in their books, they are explaining all these things. Then we can understand who it is. Yugala Piriti. The nature of Piriti means love and attachment of Radha and Krishna. Then we can understand the pastime. First we have to understand the rasa tadva. What is the philosophy of love? What I'm explaining now. Then after, when we read the story takes some other shape. And Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Morihas. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. What is this? Sometimes we forgot some things we know so much. Anyway, that means when I will have the intense desire to make the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath my chest. This Narottam Das Thakur constantly. Pratana koroye sada Narottam Das. So sada means always we have to pray. Okay? No, I just read some verses written in Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
I go quick, yeah? 61?
Yeah.
Same topic. Krishna is making arrangement. Same topic. Satchidananda Purna Krishna Rasa Rupa. Exactly what I was saying. Satchidananda Purna Krishna Rasa Rupa. You understand?
Yeah.
The body of Krishna is Purna, is complete and full of eternity, knowledge and love. So Satchidananda Purna Krishna Rasa Rupa. Ekachit Shakti Tara Daritina Rupa. Lord Krishna's body is eternal, sat, full of knowledge, chit, and full of bliss, ananda. He is one spiritual energy manifest in three forms. So this is like description of the composition of Krishna's body. The composition of our body is a little bit different. It is described in 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Bones, stool, pus, urine, mucus, and marrow, fat. This is our composition.
Wow.
But Krishna's body has another composition, sat, chit, ananda. Actually, our true body is also sat, chit, ananda. But presently it is covered. Mm. Anandam Sheladini Sadamshe San. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, his one spiritual energy manifests three forms. Anandevam Sheladini Sadamshe Sandini Chidamshe Samvit Yari Ganakari Mani. Ladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and Samvit of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. Purport by his divine grace, Srila Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Again, to confirm the song, in his thesis, Bhagavad Sandarbha, verse 106 and 3, Srila Jiva Goswami explained the potency of the Lord as follows. So this is Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoi Pyakuti, the Goswami explaining to us what is the nature of Radha and Krishna. The transcendental potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which He maintains His existence is called Sandini. Sandini energy. The transcendental potency by which He knows Himself and calls others to know Him is called Samvit. And the transcendental potency by which He possesses transcendental bliss and causes His devotee to have bliss is called Ladini. So, this is the nature of Krishna's body. And Krishna's body has a twofold. Eternally, Radha and Krishna, they are one and the same soul. There is only one soul in Radha and Krishna, but that soul, for the sake of pastime, manifests in two bodies. We have to understand this clearly if we understand, want to understand our philosophy. No? Radha and Krishna are one soul in two bodies. This is inconceivable. Krishna manifests in two bodies. One young boy with an unlimited beauty of a dark bluish color, and one young girl with even more unlimited beauty and golden color, like molten gold. So these two forms are going together, they cannot be separated. I mean, they can be separated externally, they can be separated, but internally they cannot be separated. Srila Jiva Goswami wrote a very beautiful verse explaining the nature of Radha and Krishna. He said, actually, Radha and Krishna, they are reversed internally. You understand? That means within the heart of Radha and me, everything is blue. Inside her body, everything is blue. That's why she has blue eyes. Because the eyes are the mirror of the soul. You know, Prabhupada said this, eyes are the mirror of the soul. You know this lady standing near the arena?
Which one?
This gypsy lady, she's reading
the
hands of person, trying to catch some of them and give them some. I mean, she only wants some dollars. She doesn't mind about that. She wants some dollars. She
$20.
After she, I saw her. She takes the dollars, and she was feeling happy. So this palmistry, by reading in the line of the hand, you can know about someone, about his life, his karma, situation in this. But this is not only written in the hands. Some part is written in the hands, some part in the feet, a part in the face, and some in the eyes. So a real palmist knows how to read all this. Actually, by looking the hands of someone his feet, his face and his eyes, we can know a lot about this person without this person saying nothing. If you know how to to read this, no? So Radharani has blue eyes, like the same logic. And inside Krishna everything is golden. They are reversed internally. This is why Radharani is called Krishnamayi. Means one who is within and with, how to say, who's inside and outside is nothing but Krishna. If Radharani looks inside her heart, she can see only Krishna. And if she is trying to look outside, she can see only Krishna also. So one day, Radharani went into the dead of night in the forest of Vrindavan. And that was a new moon, dark night. On this night, no moon will appear, except Krishna. Or no other moon. This shining moon will not come. So she was waiting in a kunj. Kunj means flower house. Vrinda Devi is arranging with her maid servant. She is arranging some flower houses. This is really a great artistical, you know. How they make? They took some trees and they made some walls of flowers by making some garlands side by side, you know. They hang it on the branches, so that makes some walls of flowers. Then on the branches of the trees, they make some canopy, some roof like this. And the trees are the pillars. And some vine will come and intertwine in this. So they make flower houses. So Radharani was waiting and Krishna was not coming. Time is passing, night is going. And anxiety is growing. Krishna is giving to Radharani the place to express her love. Yeah. Asli syava padartam pinastu madadash marmahata karo duva yutatata avida datu lampato matrananata astu sevanato. So at some point, Lalita, you know Lalita's temperament is a fiery temperament. She said to Radhani, I told you should never trust this person. He will always cheat you. You should never have trust this person. Better you forget him forever. So Radharani entered into her mood. This is called mana, or how to say, sulky mood. Manini Radhika. She is called Manini Radhika. And she decided to discard everything which is blue. She doesn't want to see this blue color anymore. Remove everything blue from the kund. She has also blue bangles. She removed that. Blue sari, she removed. She removed everything blue. She doesn't want to see anything blue. Mirror is there, so she removed mirror because she has blue eyes. So she removed the mirror. She took her hair and just make top knot behind her, because her hair is black also, she doesn't want to see black, because Krishna is star, black blue. She doesn't want to see her hair even. Then there was these blue curtains in front of the window. She asked to one of her girlfriend, please remove this curtain. So she removed the curtain. And through the window, then there was darkness of night. And she said, should I remove the darkness also? How can I remove the darkness? So whatever she was trying to do, she could not, because darkness was there. After removing everything, actually darkness of night was there. So she decided to close her eyes. You know? Okay. I will not succeed in this way. So she closed her eyes, but when she closed her eyes, what she saw? She saw this same dark bluish color within her heart. So this is Radharani, Krishnamayi. She cannot see something else. So she just cried. And at that very time, Krishna arrived. So, this is love. Thinking about Krishna. Man mana bhava man bhakta. Always think about me. No? Krishna wants us. Mat chita mat gata prana. Give me your heart. Krishna wants our heart. He doesn't want anything else. We can give him flowers, we can give him incense, you can give him this. He's waiting. Okay, flowers, incense. He's putting aside in his bank of flowers, and he has big bank of flowers. Everybody is offering every day so many flowers, so many incense. He has already. But Krishna wants the heart. Once I was listening to a lecture of Satchinandan Maharaj, he said something very interesting. He said, Krishna doesn't like 99%. Krishna wants 100%. So even 99% Krishna is not satisfied. Because love is giving, you know? When we can live by this complete giving, then Krishna just is there. Krishna is there. So we can see in the life of Prabhupada how Prabhupada was constantly giving. Yesterday we met Pushta Krishna Swami. So Pushta Krishna Swami was, you saw him? He came during the... But he was not dressed as a sannyasi. He was dressed because he is no more sannyasi. So he was dressed in normal clothes. And Prabhu told me, come, I present you someone. So he asked me, who are you? I said, my name. He said, I am Pushta Krishna Das, ex-Maharaj. Present. Then I realized, oh, Pushta Krishna Maharaj. But I could not recognize him in his face, you know, because he has changed so much. So I was looking, same, trying to find. Then I found in his face, oh yes, I know this face. So many pictures, you know, right next to Prabhupada, he's there. Actually, if you open our pamphlet on chanting Hare Krishna, you know, he's there on the first picture, chanting in the street of Paris. He told me actually this was in Paris, this picture. He's there, chanting. That's him. But, and I look at picture and I look at him, oh yeah. I say, please forgive me, now I recognize him. So I ask him, you were always, I saw many pictures of you, you were next to Prabhupada. He told me, yes, because when I was in South Africa, I was given the service to be the secretary of Prabhupada. Prabhupada first sent me to Europe, Paris, and after some time Prabhupada sent me a letter and said, no, go to South Africa. So he was the first one to go to South Africa, pioneer. He had to enter South Africa with some, you know, civil clothes and some false hair. He told me, you put some false blonde hair, looking like movie star. He will enter. And you know what he told me? You will not believe me, but I'll tell you. They were coming with, when the first time Prabhupada came, they were from Kenya.
Kenya.
Oh no. From Mauritius. They were in Mauritius before with Prabhupada. And Pushta Krishna, and they were to go to South Africa. Pushta Krishna Maharaj said to Prabhupada, please forgive me, but I will have to put some normal clothes for entering the country, because you know South Africa was apartheid, very hard rule by the British. So I cannot enter like this, I will have to put some normal clothes. And Prabhupada said, shall I do so also?
Yes.
I can do so if you want.
I can also.
And he said to Prabhupada, no, it's okay for you. I told him, you should have said yes. And we would have some picture of Prabhupada, yes, you know, in civil dress. I would have liked to see that. But anyway, he said, no, Prabhupada, it's okay. So Prabhupada could enter like this. And because Prabhupada appreciated his service as a secretary during this time, Prabhupada asked him to become his secretary for his next world tour. That was 1976. So he became secretary of Prabhupada for the next world tour. And he told me, because I asked him the same question I always like to ask, what is the most extraordinary thing, or the most, I told him, what the most profound thing that you remember with Prabhupada? And he told me, actually, when we were traveling like this, that was the last world tour of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada knew already from the beginning that was his last world tour, and that he was visiting each place for the last time, but nobody knew. Prabhupada knew. And he said, and I also knew. Nobody else knew. Can you imagine that experience? He was with Prabhupada every day, going to all places, and Prabhupada knew that was his last time to visit, and he also knew. So I asked him, how did you know? How could you understand? If nobody could understand, how could you understand? And he told me, because when we arrived in L.A., once in the evening, Prabhupada opened his cupboard, and he has all his clothes there, sannyas clothes, and he called for his sannyas disciple, and he distributed all his clothes to all his disciples. And he said, on that day, I understood he will not come back. That's why he's giving. Such a beautiful thing. Can you imagine? Prabhupada there, knowing he will not come back, and giving his clothes to all his disciples. This is like a last gift. But he knows, but they don't know. Very, how to say, tragic moment, no? This is like tragedy. And actually, the fact to give clothes is a very, very deep exchange on the spiritual level. Mahaprabhu gave his clothes to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. When he heard that Gopal Bhatt Goswami arrived in Vrindavan, he sent his own gamsha to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. So when some great personality gave you his own clothes, this is very deep exchange, you know. This is very great gift from his heart. And sometimes, you know, my spiritual master always likes to give clothes. Shivram Maharaj is giving, he's close to. When you do something nice and you touch his heart, he will give you some clothes, some scarf or some kurta or some, he'll give you. And Prabhupada also was doing this always. Because in the spiritual world they're doing this. Actually Radharani every day she is wearing some new clothes. Because she is a princess. So they have Radha and Krishna, they have new outfits every day. They never wear two times. So what do they do with their old outfit? They just give to their servant. And actually all the servants of Krishna or maid servant of Radharani in spiritual world they are dressed with. The prasad dresses from Krishna and Radharani. So this is very deep exchange, you know, Prabhupada did that. Because Prabhupada is also from this world. So this is the tradition from Vraj to give your clothes like this. And Prabhupada did that. Very beautiful. I was very grateful to Maharaj to tell me this. So this is the world of love, you know, in spiritual world. We have to learn Dadati Pratigrinati. Rupa Goswami said to us. If we want to progress in spiritual life, the most important thing is what we call Sadhu Sangha, no? Sadhu Sangha, association with the Vaishnavas. So what is Sadhu Sangha? Dadati Pratigrinati. You offer some prasad to the Vaishnava, you receive some prasad. This is exchange of love. You receive some prasad from the hand of a Vaishnava, this is very precious. Yeah, it's very precious. And you give prasad from your hand. Last time when Radhanath Maharaj was there, I brought some Mahaprasad from Radha Manoha. I said, Maharaj, I have some. He received it, really. When he received it, he looked at me. There was so much gratefulness and so much love in his eyes. He was really touched, you know. So exchanging prasadam, exchanging gift, and revealing one's heart to a Vaishnava and listening to a Vaishnava revealing his heart to you. Actually, the last one is the most powerful exchange. So Dadati Pratigrinati. Prabhupada was always giving like this, exchanging. So we have to know how to associate with the Vaishnava, loving exchanges. Because in spiritual world this is the land of love. Everything is working by this. Trying always to give. We're trying always to give. Like distributing books. It's a very beautiful activity because we are giving. You won't get nothing in return distributing books. But you're giving. But Krishna's heart is really touched when we distribute books. Really. Or like going on chanting in the street. You know, Krishna's heart is very touched. Krishna is very, how to say?
Grateful?
No, I want to say something else, but I don't know how to say it in English. Sensitive? Sensible or sensitive?
Sensitive.
Sensitive means who is easily moved. Whose heart is easily touched. How you can say this in English? Sensitive, sensible, or some other word?
Sensitive.
Sensitive. So Krishna is very sensitive. Krishna's heart is very easily touched. So, because he has very soft heart. Krishna cries very easily, actually. So, this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. By chanting the holy name, all these experience will come in our life. Harinam Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Jindraha. This holy name is full with this. Is overflowing with this love, and it will flood our heart and melt our heart if we just accept it. So Harinam Sankirtan, we have to be really sincere. Our mission is to be sincere in the chanting, so that then when we chant in the street, we can also share this sincerity with the person. Yes?
So you were saying that sometimes you can see those symptoms on devotees. Right? You were talking
32 symptoms?
Yeah, you're saying something. So, you know, could you tell some symptoms that you know you can see on Prabhupada? Then him checking his ecstasy.
Oh, this is Astasadvi Kebab.
Yeah, you're talking like symptoms of Mahapurush. 32 symptoms of Mahapurush.
How about that? All symptoms.
Visible?
On his body, yes. On his body, Prabhupada. But these symptoms, they are not, how to say, stereotype. They have different shape according to different person. It is not that the nose must be exactly like that or... Yeah, of course.
Prabhupada was also golden.
Prabhupada was golden. Really golden. Depending on your eyes. The defect is in our eyes. Because how we see Prabhupada, you know, like the deity, we come and we look at the deity, but how we see the deity? What do we see? Do we see some stone or do we see Krishna? Is there any difference? So if we see Krishna, then this is with our heart. Because when we cannot enter in contact with Krishna only through our senses. We must also put our heart in the process. When we hear the name of Krishna, our heart also must be there. Our ears and our heart also. No? When we sing the name of Krishna, we sing with our tongue, but our tongue cannot sing the holy name, only our heart. Like Ainda Prabhu said to Sachinanda Maharaj when he asked him, oh, what you do when your voice is finished? You know, when you are in a kirtan, sometimes your voice cannot go further. Your voice is, how to say, you lose your voice. So he asked to Ainda, what do you do at this time? And Ainda told him, when my voice is finished, then I chant with my heart.
Oh!
Because this is like this, heart must be involved in the process. In the same, when we're looking at the deities, we should look at with our heart also. This is natural, I don't have to teach you, you know, because you are spirit soul. So you know how it is looking with the heart also. Listening with the heart. Speaking with the heart. We are supposed to be not this body. So not this body is that we are supposed to act on a higher platform. We are not speaking or listening or interacting with other devotees thinking that they are this body. But they are eternal souls. So from soul to soul, we have these exchanges. You know? Body may have a very different shape. Devotee may have a very different shape. But this is external. Okay? Please forgive me for the time which is passing. Sì, sì, con i tanki,
Jai.
Sì,
Prabhupada. Jai, Prabhupada.